The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Mother's Day. If you are blessed to be a mother, we thank God for you and pray for you. Eve was the name given to the first woman. That means life-giving or mother of all. When Adam and Eve sinned, their punishment was declared by God, found in Genesis 3. Then he said to the woman, "I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy, and in pain you will give birth." Even with this result, God gives mothers grace. John 16 describes this. It will be like a woman suffering the pains of labor. When her child is born, her anguish gives way to joy because she has brought a new baby into the world. Thank God for the mother he gave you. Just like all things in this life, there are good times and not so good times, and God uses them all for your good. Romans 8. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are the called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And to those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Honor your mother. Pay attention to this. This is described as the first commandment with a promise. Not just a promise, but a promise that it will go well with you and includes a blessing of a long life. Ephesians 6, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." King Solomon is considered by many to have been the wisest man who ever lived. He provided a detailed description of the woman who fears the Lord, also referred to as a virtuous woman. A wise woman would want to see these attributes in the mirror. Many of us are thankful to hear them as if describing our own mother. Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She's more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant's ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchant. She's clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her, stating that there are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. By God's amazing grace, I'm humbled by the fact that God led me to a wonderful woman that is recognized not only by me, but our children and all those who truly know her as fitting this description to a T. I praise her for the God-fearing woman and mother she is. Not only does she love Jesus, but has shown his love to our 5 children and well over 100 children that she's provided daycare for in our home over the years. And now pours God's love into extended family and many grandchildren. We soon celebrate our 50th anniversary. As I look back to our early days of dating, one of the many things that attracted me to her was how she was so much like my mother. As I provide care for my elderly father, I thank God for him and for every day, every heartbeat that I'm able to spend with him. Folks, life is short. You've heard the quote attributed to Charles Studd, "Only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last." Well, I encourage you to do this. In the name of Christ, reach out to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day. If she's still with us and close, then spend time with her. If she's far away, then call her or send a card. Thank her for what she means to you. If she has passed, then flowers at a graveside, and at the very least, pray and thank God for her. May God help us to love, cherish, and respect the mother God provided for us.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.